donate a mind-boggling $580 million a year to charities, but getting their slice of the pie can be hard slog for small community groups like schools and scout groups and church parishes. That's why Brisbane's Mandy Weedman has written the Practical Fundraising Handbook to help out those smaller groups, and Mandy is on the phone. She joins us now. Hi, Mandy.
Oh, hi, Loretta. Thank you for having me.
Now, what made you decide to do this?
A couple of reasons. One, I've been fundraising for my children's activities, particularly their school, for more years than I care to recall. And second, I've been publishing the fundraising directory for about 8 years. And through that, I've published tips and guides for people, and they send in their questions and their own advice. So I've been collecting all this information over the years, and I thought it was time to share it.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges that you faced fundraising? Also, what are some of the challenges they tell you they're facing?
There's a few that stand out. One certainly is the challenge of volunteers and having the same old volunteers used time and time again. And also it's a loss of knowledge as volunteers turn over, as they inevitably do.
Yeah.
So these are challenges that I've addressed in the book.
You also say in the book you've just got to be organised. It's not just a matter of going out and doing a fundraiser or putting on a fete. You've got to do a bit of research and get your plan together.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, volunteers mostly feel they don't have the time to prepare the plan as well as do the wrap-up after their fundraising activity, but part of my desire for writing the book is to educate people they actually save time by preparing a plan in advance and by doing handover notes afterwards.
Because not everyone can hold a really big function in the convention centre, you know, at $250 a head. So what's your advice to the smaller groups? How do they choose an appropriate fundraiser?
Choosing an appropriate fundraiser comes second, in my mind, to creating a fundraising plan. So the first thing to do is set out exactly what your purpose and goals are, so exactly what you want to do with the money raised, and then you can educate your supporters about the importance of your needs, in contrast with all the clutter of needs out there.